Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Bo, the Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, let's discuss a somewhat halachic issue, and then a machshava issue, and maybe even a question to end with. Let me start with one topic which involves a Ramban in Parshas Bo and a Ramban in Parshas Yisrael. On both of them, the Ramban introduces a topic that's somewhat ambiguous as to whether the words of the Ramban are halacha l'maisa. On the pasuk Achaydish Hazeh Lochem, the Ramban says that it's a mitzvah to count the months starting with the month of Nisan, even though the year begins with Tishrei. But it's a type of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim that Jews count the months from Nisan, Nisan being one, year two, and so forth. We all have names. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, we have names for the months. Now, these names don't appear in Tanakh until the end of the Golus of the Bayis Rishon. In Megillas Esther and in Zechariah, we find these months. So the Yerushalmi says these are not Jewish names, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, etc. The names, Sha'olu, Imahem, that came with them from Paras and Mardai, but they're not Jewish names at all. Now, why do Jews use non-Jewish names? What the Ramban says is that it's a kiyum of Yirmiyah's Nevuah. Yirmiyah said that the Jews will return to Eretz Yisrael after 70 years. V'lo ye'omer oid chai Hashem ashehela b'dei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Ki'im chai Hashem ashehela v'ashehevi b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz Tzafayna. We're going to praise Hashem not just for taking us out of Mitzrayim, but for bringing us back from the Golus Bayis Rishon. And as a kiyum of that, we have these names. So we use the names Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul. It's a kiyum of Nevuas Yirmiyah to use names that were brought back from Bavel with the Yidden by the Bayis Sheni. Now, what does the Ramban mean? Does he mean the mitzvah changed? The Sefer HaIkrim. And Maimer Gimel, Perek Yud Ches, wonders. He says the Ramban sounds like he holds that the mitzvah changed. So the Barbanel in this week's parasha says no. Minyan chadoshim loizozam imakayma. We still count the months by their number, but we also have a name. And he brings numerous examples from Megillas Esther. It says, b'chaydesh asiri hu chaydesh teves. It says, b'chaydesh arishayin hu chaydesh nisan. It says, B'shloisha osar l'chaydesh shneim osar hu chaydesh adar. In each of these cases, it says the number plus the name. The minyan, chaydesh shneim osar hu chaydesh adar, plus the name. So says that Barbanel. That is the idea of the Ramban, that we have name plus number, and that's the way we deal with months today. There's a shtaka kasha on this. Question is, if you listen carefully when they're reading a ksuba, the same thing is true when gittin are written. We say, b'yayim pliny l'chaydesh, and we write just the name of the chaydesh. We say, l'chaydesh shvat. You go to a wedding, you'll see, l'chaydesh shvat. Why l'chaydesh shvat? Why don't we say, l'chaydesh shneim asr hu chaydesh shvat? It's a big tzarachi and gadol on our hanhaga. Ramban says it's a mitzvah to count months by the number, and we don't. You know something? Why do I have to mention Ksuba? When we bench Rosh Chodesh, we said, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Yeh B'yayim Sheni, Avalein Olav HaKoy Yisrael HaTayva. What? Why do we say Rosh Chodesh Shvat? Why don't we say, Rosh Chodesh Echad Asar, Shehu Chodesh Shvat, Yeh B'yayim Pliny. Tzarech Ian Gadol, and needs a Hasber, as to why we do Kiddush HaChodesh by mentioning the name of the month and not the number of the month. As I said at the outset, it's a little ambiguous as to whether this Ramban is halacha l'maisa. There's a second matching Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Yisrael, Perichov Pasiches, talks about the days of the week. And there he says it's a mitzvah to count the days of the week from Shabbos. That's part of the mitzvah of Zohar Siyam HaShabbos, is to count the days of the week by Shabbos. just like days of the month in the Torah, there are no names for the month. Same thing, names of the week. There's no name for the week anywhere in the Torah. And the Torah Tamima, there in Yisrael, Oistan Ches, says that not only don't we find names of weeks, but the truth is we don't even find, not only don't we find names for the day of the week, we don't even find the day of the week mentioned in the Torah. The Torah always tells us dates. The Torah doesn't tell the day that we left Mitzrayim, the day that we stood at Mount Torah, etc. The Torah never mentions it. So Torah Tamima asks a kasha, similar to the kasha I just asked. Torah Tamima asks, why when we write a ksuba or a gittin, do we write the name? If you listen, when they read a ksuba under the chuppah, they're going to say, let's say it's a wedding Monday night, Be'ezos Hashem, they're going to say, B'yom Shlishi, Asar Yomim, L'chay Deshvat. Why are they saying the name of the week? Who asked them to write the name of the week in a ksuba or in a get? If the Torah never writes it, why is it that we do? It needs a little bit of an explanation. And Aminig in general needs explanation. We use the name Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Yiddish, Zuntik, Montik, Dienstik. We do use the name of the week. And it needs something of an explanation. There's a second Ramban that we don't seem to practice. Asami Rebbe in Shas Tshuvas Divrei Yael, Simin Tezvav, says that we don't paskin like this Ramban. Ramban says, Zohar Siyam HaShabbos, part of the Zechira of Shabbos is day of the week. To mention day of the week to Shabbos, we have other drushes from Zohar, as Rashi brings there in Parshas Yisrael. He says, well, I guess we don't paskin like this. But it's interesting that both the days, the Torah doesn't have names for both the day of the month and the day of the week. And we, in our expressions, constantly do use names of days and names of months. It's also interesting that in the Torah, in the Gemara, it always says years by the name of kings. And we, for whatever reason, count years to my separations when we talk about Jewish years. It's interesting that we do things so differently. But at any rate, these are two Rambans. The Stam is a good, it's good to do the Ramban's mitzvah, even if we don't pass like the Ramban. And to say, what day is it today? It's Yom Chamishi. Everyone knows, when's Mishmar? Leil Shishi. It's coming Erev Shabbos. Leil Shishi, it's a special zchus to stay up Leil Shishi, or not the whole night, at least late, and learn. That's called Leil Shishi. That's tonight. Anyway, these are two Rambans. As I say, they're halachic Rambans, but somewhat ambiguous as to halacha l'mais. Let's move on to another thought. A thought from Rav Schwab. I saw this originally in Rav Schwab al HaGada. Rav Schwab writes an interesting idea that when a Rasha uses a Midah Taiva, afterwards it gets pulled away from him. And if he doesn't grab it right back, he goes to the opposite extreme. The Rasha, when he uses a Midah Taiva, he has his opportunity. If he doesn't hold on to it tightly, then he loses it. He gives a few examples. Esav, in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, Nichmeru Rachamav, he genuinely expressed love for his brother Yaakov. After that, the Evrasai Shemura Netzach, as almost says in Perek Aleph, the Evrasai, his anger, Shemura Netzach, his anger is eternal. He had a Nisayan to grab onto that Midah, and once he lost it, gone forever. The Mitzrim, Vayishalo Ishme Esre Ehu, the Isha Me Esre Usa. Rashi says that somehow Klal Yisrael found chain in the eyes of the Egyptians at that moment. Af Mashaloi Sha'alu Nosnu, and they gave a genuine desire to give. So for a moment, there was an expression of Midah Taiva to Klal Yisrael. Shuv, they didn't hold on to it. Afterwards, they ran after them to kill them, to kill Klal Yisrael. Midah Taiva, they expressed it, it came to the forefront. Once they lose it, they don't hold on to it, gone. Rav Schwab says the same thing with Germany. Germany in the 1800s was open to Jews, was kind to Jews. They let go of that Midah. Once they let go of the Midah, Vrasai Shemura Netzach Eni, a terrible, terrible hatred for Klal Yisrael, which, of course, came out in our century. So this is an observation of Rav Schwab. I would like to add a nakuda to this. Rav Palm used to say that just like the Gemara says, Hillel is mechayev the aniyim, certain people are mechayev other people. Rav Palm often said that every person has his own time that's mechayev him. And what he said was that sometimes you do something that's a kindness to somebody else, that's a special chesed to somebody else. And at that time, when you achieve that level, you have to hold on to it. You grab it, you have to hold on to it. It's a mechayev. It sort of obligates you to try to stay with that which you have held on to, amida taiva. According to our Schwab, you better hold on to it. It's sakana. Once you shine in something, you got to grab onto that mida and hold that mida. Once you start, for example, giving over to a tzibor, being involved in a shul, helping a shul, even with the practical things in shul, don't let go of it. Because if you let go of it, it's a sakana, you'll go to the other extreme. Once you do an hakataiva, you have to be careful to hold on as best you can to that an hakataiva. It's a danger, you'll lose it. It shines, it's meaningful to you, preserve it, stay with it, and guard it. And so, one halacha thought, one machshava thought, let me leave you with a kasha that l'chayret tzarechien. Two Rashis in this parasha. One Rashi, Rashi says, ba'asa l'chaydesh yichulahem ishseh l'beis avais. On the 10th of Nisan, the Jews took a sheep, which they would slaughter for the Korban Pesach, and it was a miracle. The Mitzvah could do nothing. They couldn't do anything. They saw this was their God, the sheep. They did nothing. That's a miracle. A miracle. They did nothing. Some miracle, let me tell you. Rashi later, Rashi in Perek Yud Pasuk Chav Beis says, Chayshech was 6 days. Rashi in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Dalet says that Parai, when he told Moshe Rabbeinu, don't come see me again, and Moshe said, Kechatzos HaLaila, Ani Yotzei B'Sech Mitzrayim, he told him of Makas B'Chayris. That was in the same time that he was standing there at the end of Chayshech. So the Chayshech ended, and it was in the same time that they were standing there that they told him tomorrow is Makas B'Chayris. If that is true, and you count back, Makas B'Chayris would be the next day. That means they were standing on Yud Gimel. They were standing on Yud Gimel. So Chayshech was 6 days. So let's say Yud Gimel was one of them. That means Chayshech was Ches Tes Yud, you know, a few days Yud Gimel. On the 10th of Nisan, the Mitzrim were in the middle of the Yemei HaChayshech. What is Rashi saying? That they saw the Klal Yisrael taking sheep and they could do nothing. What saw? Chayshech means darkness. Chayshech presumably means that they did not see. It needs an explanation. What does it mean they saw and they could do nothing? I hope before the Pesach Seder we have an answer, because I'm going to file this kasha away, for Pesach, for the Seder night, a new kasha, and a kasha which needs an answer. And with that, I will wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Mishmar night. I am informed that the snow predicted for New York will not come until after Mishmar is over. So everybody, please, don't worry. Come to Mishmar. If you get snowed in, there's adequate food in the shul, Bezras Hashem, for at least a few more days. Wishing everyone an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.